large mass mobilizations rarely work as pressure tactics per se. They work as movement-building mechanisms. And the Women's March accomplished a number of things. One which I think was absolutely essential, and it's almost hard to think back before that day, is that it broke a spell of fear. People in the period between the election and Inauguration Day, the fear that I saw and the reluctance, people were maybe making phone calls, but they were the protests that happened were small, and they were the hardcore who come out no matter what. And in terms of breaking that paralysis and emboldening people to act, it was extraordinary. And it's opening up all kinds of new possibilities. I mean, this women's strike tomorrow is not going to be on the same scale as the Women's March, and people who are expecting that there's going to be, you know, millions staying home will be disappointed. It's not going to look like that. But it is, I think, a very interesting attempt to flex a muscle that we haven't been using much. We haven't used tactics of mass noncompliance very often in the United States. The model that they're building on is the day without an immigrant, which has been the most interesting recent example of one of these sectoral strikes. But it's also part of a longer-term movement-building strategy by the organizers, which included, first off, the very powerful platform that they put together for the Women's March on the 21st, which is a much more synthetic version of feminism than we've seen. It's a quite powerful statement worth looking at. But they followed that up. What happened in between the Women's March and the event that's going to happen tomorrow that very few people saw was they organized these small local group gatherings, which they called huddles, mm-hmm. and encouraged people who had participated in the march to meet with others in their community, talk about what issues concern them, and begin developing both a group and an action plan. And they had more than 5,000 of those huddles mm-hmm. around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they are precisely looking at some of these small group forms that both Sarah and Tom have been talking about these ways of getting together and imagining a different world, imagining a different kind of collective process.